Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast from the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. A fantastic place to pick up a brand new golf cart. Who doesn't want a golf cart? My God. It could be a easy-go golf cart, perhaps a Yamaha golf cart. They have the best selection in stock. Various things like ATVs, UTVs. You know, the old side-by-side, perhaps a four-wheeler, motorcycle, go-kart, e-bike. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. Shop online at impactpowersportsmi.com or drop by their location on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. They'll be at the Outdoors Show, which happens next week, Thursday to Sunday, and I will be with them at their, like, display or setup where they are. On Saturday, I haven't yet confirmed the time yet, but I'll be there Saturday afternoon. That's what we do here in West Michigan during the cold months. We have like these convention halls full of merchandise, and then you walk around and you stare at it. Anyway, the last time I was there was at the Camper and RV Show with Impact Power Sports, and this drunk bitch walked up and was giving my man, Ron, a really hard time. And Ron's kid, Drew, had to go in and tell her to get the fuck out. Excuse me. As Rich writes, 22 minutes after 10, right on time. Yeah, I got a little bit sidetracked today. I was pulling clips all morning long for Who Are These Free Beers, which happens tonight, show number 47, live on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want the show live. Hang on, I got to drink this coffee. It's going to be a good one. Ben Glaze has lifted clips from two segments in particular. And I don't know. I think one of them they kind of just stumbled upon. But another one, they actually had it written down as, all right, we're going to talk about this. And it's written out as, give us your most whimsical thing or quality about you. What do you think it is that you like that is whimsical? And right away, I saw that and I went, I have a hard time defining that. Whimsical. What would be something, an example of something whimsical? And they also struggled with that. So the first half of the segment is them like, well, what does this even mean? Yeah, you know your content is going to start off and complete poorly if you don't even know what the main guy who's writing it down on the show plan knows what it is. I mean, is there an easier word to throw in there that might have an easier time getting the message across? I don't know. They never really got that far. But it turned into a complete shit show of just, I don't know. I really struggle with people who listen to that and go, yeah, this is great. And because every time I listen to it, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? What's going on here? Why? Why are we wasting so much time on something that's nonsensical? It doesn't even have a point. A pointless segment is what it boils down to. Nothing interesting, nothing of substance at all, nothing funny. I think they're just basically describing shit that makes them seem like pussies, is what it seems like to me. Maureen says, like I believe in fairies or something. So strange. Jeremy writes, imagine this topic back in the day. Coming up in an hour, Joe's wheelchair a-hole. But first, what's your most whimsical trait? Yeah, it's bad. It is so bad. Bob, going off of yesterday's Trump radio station in Fort Myers, Florida, likes to say that the radio station could be called 97.5 The Tariff with the Chin. That would be me. Make them pay. Stevie asks, is tonight on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast the return of the drop machine? Yes. Have we planned for it? Have we practiced? Have we made sure that it sounds all right? Of course not. Which might make this even more interesting. I don't know. For some reason in my brain, I have it as Ben's going to get it all set up on his end. And he's going to fire off a drop, and it's going to be so loud and drowns everything out that it causes permanent deafness in all of us. Kind of like when I used to do that to you on this show. All right. Well, anyway, I spent a lot of time today getting clips for today's Who Are These Free Beers episode. I found out once again that a lot of my clips are free beer centric. There are some that are not, but it seems like that's all I have been able to pull lately. And I listen with an observant ear to everything that's worth pulling. And more often than not, it involves free beer. But there was a moment in particular that did not involve our hero free beer, and it is a laugh talking alert. We haven't really parked on Hot Wings laugh talking in a while. And Hot Wings took his hot take time to discuss a piece of earwax in his ear the other day. A little bit of background on this. This was a shift on the fly moment for Hot Wings. He had no intention of talking about how he had a piece of earwax in his ear. But he was reminded of it because Kelly, on her turn, talked about she had a problem with her ear, with her earring or something like that. So she told a story about her ear. And then Hot Wings was going to talk about one thing. And then he said, oh, no, this is better, and it's perfect because it goes with what she's talking about. And he freely admits this is not a hot take. But what it is it's him saying, I had a piece of earwax in my ear, and that's it. And it was kind of gross, but whatever. But I don't care about that. He was so flabbergasted and amazed at this piece of earwax in his ear that it resulted in another chaotic moment of sustained Hot Wings laugh talking. It starts with his little intro and then him starting to talk about it. And then all you have here is out of context moments during his story where while speaking, he is laughing. You'll notice no one else is laughing while he tells the story. We've talked about laugh talking many, many times. He has this tendency to, when he's talking, to chuckle. I'm chuckling while I'm telling you a story. And it's all like this big chuckle fest. Now, I talk for 2 hours a day. How often on this fucking show do you hear me laughing at the shit I'm saying? It doesn't happen. Normal people don't do this. This asshole is so used to behaving like this that no matter what he's talking about, he's laugh-talking. And it's so goddamn uncomfortable. He could be talking about a cancer diagnosis, and he'd be laughing all the way. Check this out.
Hot, 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 hot. I mean, it's not really a hot take. I have to piggyback onto what Kelly was just talking about with ears.
Ears?
No, but I had something going to touch. What a shot it in there. Of my orange color. Oh, God.
Aram says he always tags other people's stories. I've noticed that, too, where he'll have one thing he's going to do on the hot take. And then, oh, wait a minute. This just popped in my head. Here comes this, which tells you how shitty was the first thing that you were talking about that you're now supplanting it with a story about finding a piece of earwax in your ear. My God.
Kelly was just talking about with ears.
Ears?
No, but I had something going to touch. What a shot it in there. Of my orange color. Oh, God.
That.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck me. So he tells this long story about how he found some earwax in his ear. And then that's it. Aram says he has tagged other people's stories for as long as I can remember. Tyler says he sounds like he's struggling to breathe throughout that, LOL. Yeah, you'll get a lot of moments where he'll force the air. You can hear him kind of pushing it way too hard. And I don't know if he thinks that's a way to... is he attempting to give you a cue that... This is a hilarious story, so I am going to say it all in this odd forced chuckle bark or whatever the fuck it is to maybe get you to laugh. Is that what's happening? And if you listen to old versions of my show, like the one I posted from 2009, when he talks, he doesn't do that. Now, he is still incredibly boring. That's always been his thing. But my God, what a pile of shit. We'll also have a moment where Maitland goes deep on the details and Greg gives her some pacifying affirmations while she's doing it. It's really bad. And then a lot of free beer again, including... we go back for some archived old beer and hot wings. Katie reached out to me on the Patreon, and she listened to that most recent episode of my show back in 2009. And Free Beer was murdering words. Well, he's been murdering words since the day I met him. But she has some old beer and hot wings where he does it twice in the first, like, 15 minutes of that show. Outstanding job, Kerry. If you ever listen to the Something to Listen to While I'm Away segments on Patreon, old shows of mine, and you notice those moments as well, for the love of God, tip me off. Leave a comment in the comments. So that is cool. What else was I going to say about that? I was going to say something. It was there. It was gone. Ben Glaze is here. He will feature some clips from a segment that they stumbled upon. And again, I don't know. I seriously doubt that the segment that Ben Glaze has about rocks getting wet was something that they wrote into the show plan. Because, like, the segment that I have about the whimsical, or that Ben has about being whimsical, they actually wrote that into the show plan. In the back of my brain, I keep thinking that their fascination with watching internet videos of people pouring water on rocks and then the water absorbing into the rocks and dissipating, that was they stumbled upon it. Ben says it's a TikTok during the free beer and awkward report. Well, then that is in fact planned. They actually said, yes, we are going to write in to the show plan a discussion about watching people pouring water onto rocks and then the water dissipating and disappearing into the rock. Wow. I was even giving them the benefit of the doubt, but no, they planned that. Jeremy says to Molly, who has her only introduction to Free Beer and Hot Wings is through this show, since she showed up here not that long ago. Jeremy wanted to know what she thinks of Free Beer and Hot Wings based on these clips. She said, I had to dip the last 10 minutes. I missed it. Well, yeah, but you've heard them before because we've talked about it. Maureen says the rock thing is like watching paint dry. Molly adds she's been here since December of 23. So 1 year and 3 or 4 months. God, it doesn't seem like that long. Oh, my God. Aram says, I hope I never hear another wacky snack chat again. I actually do. I hope I hear snack chat. I'm a fan of Top 16 Little Debbie snacks. We got so much mileage out of that. I was able to pull a lot of clips. I have 26 clips, some of which are drops from previous clips. Free Beer feigning interest when Maitland is talking. Self-loathing Free Beer is described. Another fine example of Free Beer talking so fast that the brain tumor he has deletes a letter or a word from a sentence. We're gonna park a lot of on Free Beer saying usually instead of usually, because as he puts it, I can't do it. And it's like, yes, you can. You just haven't tried and worked it out, idiot. We are adding a clip to the Free Beer and Hot Wings sexual harassment file as Greg takes it a bit too far with Maitland. This is an incredible moment. And I now have 5 clips of blatant sexual harassment on that show that if anybody pisses off either Kelly or Maitland, and they feel like they want a pound of flesh, if you reach out to me, I have a whole file of moments when the two of you ladies have been sexually harassed on the air by these creeps. This one, though, that I have is the worst example that we've had up to this point. We've had comments where Greg's talked about sticking fingers up asses. We've had comments about being flat-chested more than one. This one makes those look like a walk in the park. A direct question is asked to Maitland by Greg, and it might be one of the most awkward things I've ever heard in my life. You'll be able to feel the blood draining out of your face as Maitland gives her fun factoids for the game Name That Blank. It's mind-boggling what the hell happens. All right. That happens tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern time on my Patreon. Sign up for 7 days free. To do that, you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. You'll need a payment form, a credit card, put it in there. You will not get charged. Take care of all that. Okay, go. And then immediately cancel it. Even though you've canceled it, you're still getting the 7 days. I do that so that you don't get inadvertently charged. I don't want to inadvertently charge you. I want you to try it out for 7 days free, risk-free. And then At the end of the 7 days, if you still want it, and you will because it's great, you go back in and re-toggle your card, and then I will charge you $5 or $10 a month, as we have 46 other episodes of that show, plus all of the other content, the dozens of hours every month that I put up on my Patreon. My God. All right. I want to get into Trump. A little bit of post-mortem on that joint session of Congress. I think that was like a victory lap, wasn't it? I mean, people are saying, some people were saying it was the State of the Union. That was not the State of the Union. I'm not sure why it came about, if it was just to rub Democrats' noses and shit because of what they feel is the right direction for the country, and basically saying, scoreboard. The Democrats weren't having it. They were sitting there quietly, not really giving Trump the time of day. No matter what he did, they didn't clap. A lot of them didn't show up. The one guy with the cane, he got thrown out. The rest of them are holding up signs that said, fuck you, and Elon, fuck Elon, and Trump lies, or whatever the fuck, false. That was awesome. We need more of that. And then there was Cancer Kid, the 13-year-old kid who's got brain cancer, and he was made an honorary cop, and then they made him an honorary Secret Service member. The kid's eyes lit up. He's like, oh, my God. 13-year-old kid, dad holds him up over his head like, you know, Lion King. And then a Secret Service guy gives him a hug. And it was a feel-good moment. Democrats are like, fuck you. Fuck you and fuck this kid. They couldn't even clap for that. Now, I didn't think about it yesterday, but thank you to Rainbow Flag Jeremy. This is a great point. Glasses. Felon Donnie, the young boy with cancer, was a nice touch. I can't believe I didn't think of this, by the way. But hard to ignore that he cut pediatric cancer research. It was a rather cheap way to take attention away from the truth. Yeah, I don't know that it did, though. I don't know if it did take any attention away. I wouldn't have thought it either way. I can't believe that there would be anybody in America who would be like pissed off that Trump had taken away cancer research for kids. And then as soon as they see that kid getting his honorary Secret Service badge, they would go, oh, yeah, everything's cool now. You know, nobody's that dumb, right? In the end, I think it kind of like puts the spotlight back on Trump for cutting out pediatric cancer research, because I wouldn't have brought it up. God knows I didn't think of it yesterday on my own. It took one of you, in this case, Rainbow Flag Jeremy, to point out to me that this motherfucker has already waved the white flag against cancer. Donut Dan, who sounds slightly retarded, wrote, call it what you want, but it feels good to cheer for America again. Well, how? How can you cheer for America when the asshole who said, hey, I love this cancer kid, yeah, let's go America, has actually cut funding for kids' cancer, you asshole? How the fuck could you possibly say such a stupid thing? Now, if you said, call it what you want, but it feels good to cheer for America again, except for the part about no funding for cancer research, that would be acceptable. So that's a crock of shit, and you know it. If I'd have thought about it yesterday, I'd have brought it up then. But I'm bringing it up now, so fuck that shit. Trump has said, all right, we're wiping out everything. Now, I am all for when they wipe out. I saw there was a list of things that have just been wiped out, spending on, like, there was an alpaca farm in, like, Brazil that U.S. aid was giving, like, $1 million to and shit like that. Yeah, I'm cool with that. But you would think that if you're wiping out the spending on all of these ridiculous things, why would you do it for something as critical as cancer research funding? I think that that's a horrible thing to do.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's see. Yeah, so that's what it is. There was an article from the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation. These are the people who depend entirely about with money from the government. Dan says, I was not talking about that, but if there is corruption or bad spending, why should we not like that? Yeah, all right, ding dong. But at the end of the day, I was talking about one thing and one thing only. And here you are getting out in front of it, but said, yeah, let's do the wave, America. Come on. Paul says, ha ha, the whole thing was embarrassing for America. Did you catch? I wouldn't say it was embarrassing. Did you catch Trump getting stuck on the word? I don't know if you're writing refuge or refugee. Twice and pronouncing it wrong. Piano Finger Banger says, and he withdrew us from the World Health Organization for some fucking reason. There's got to be a good reason for it, right? David says, there is no point to keep researching when the cure has already been discovered. There is no money in cures, only treatments. See, David is one of those dudes that thinks that we already have a cure for cancer. Now, if that is the case, if we already have a cure for cancer, well, then, yeah, we should stop funding research for it if we already have a cure. So now I'm guessing that David doesn't really have any proof that we have a cure for cancer. I think he probably listens to, like, some fucking podcaster who says it and he believes it. And I don't know if that's your best option. I'm going to need for you to give me some tangible proof other than just I heard it somewhere that there is a cure for cancer. You know what? Honestly, I hope you're right. I really do. That would be something if you actually were correct. And cancer is 100% curable right now. I agree with you. I am fed up with people saying, oh, we're so close. We're so close to getting a cure. And, like, it's not. It's not close at all. I don't know what this means, but Starman writes, the cure is called Rick Simpson oil. Don't know what that means. Nick says, cure for cancer. Stop filling your body with poison shit. Chris says, cancer is a blanket term. There's a ton of different cancers. Yeah, I know. The only embarrassing thing for America is corrupt Democrats sitting on their asses. Cole says, at least corrupt Republicans are chanting USA, USA, USA. David says, I did not hear it on a podcast. It's just my belief. Wait a minute, that's even worse. You mean you made it up out of thin air? look, guys, if you're going to drop heavy shit like there is a cure for cancer. How do you know? I made it up. I don't know if that's going to fly. Say that out loud a few times. Say that by the water cooler and watch people run away from you. I think that's an example of you said the quiet part out loud. Well, anyway, that's what the folks over at the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation are saying. A devastating setback, funding for childhood cancer research cut from the U.S. spending bill. This is actually an old story. This is, so we're talking about millions of dollars. So I don't know, perhaps the goal is to wipe it all out and then maybe bring it back slowly. I have no idea. All I know is that it's difficult to get behind that moment when little kid is there and they're like, come on, go give him his FBI badge or Secret Service, whatever the fuck. And then on the other side of that, that kid has no research for his brain tumor or whatever the hell. Did you see the story where RFK Jr., he came out, I think Megan sent this to me. This was a big surprise to a lot of people. RFK Jr. has come out and said, hey, everybody needs to get vaccinated for measles, which nobody saw that coming because they just thought that as soon as you get that guy in there, he's going to say, all right, fuck vaccines. No more vaccines. All right. We're actually wiping them out. We're going to take all the vaccines we have and we're going to destroy them like disco demolition night in Chicago in the 1970s. We're going to put all the vaccines in a big pile and then we're going to throw a Molotov cocktail on them. And all the vaccines are going to go up in flames. But RFK Jr. has actually come out and said, yeah, this is not good. You got to get your kids vaccinated. And the interesting thing about that is the reason why this is rearing its ugly head in the first place is because all these dumb fucks believed you in the first place. You know? He's like the anti-vaccine guy. He's the one who started it all. He's the one that led to all these dumb twats like KMK. Who's that crazy bitch that just ran for Ottawa County Commission? She looks hot in sunglasses. What's her name again? She lost. She's the one who said, oh, my God, that kid's got autism. It's a vaccine. Oh, my God, there's chemtrails in the sky. Oh, shit, they're poisoning us, you fucking idiots. God damn it. And now their illustrious leader, RFK Jr., who he himself says that his voice became fucked up because of a vaccine somehow, is telling them to take a vaccine. That is remarkable to me. Let's see. Joe Martinez says, but aren't vaccines bad for you, according to the dumb Republicans? Not necessarily. I remember Trump was touting the COVID vaccine. That actually got him in trouble with some of his constituency. They're like, oh, fuck you. We're not going to believe that. Linda says it would be natural selection like those who didn't get the COVID vaccine. Oh, yeah. Big time. Aram says, I only listen to filtered through Eric Zane, not sure. Okay. I only listen to news filtered through Eric Zane, and I watch CNBC, which focuses on financial markets and doesn't focus on rumors. Nor do I. All I do is make rumors. I just make false statements over and over again. I am faced with a daunting task when it comes to Fatathon because I continue to work very hard on P90X. When I started P90X, you know, you'll do like a set of push-ups and then you'll do a different exercise for a different body part and then back to push-ups. When I started doing that, I was doing like 6, 7, 8 push-ups. In the several weeks now in a row that I've been consistent, I've been doing it for longer than that, but I haven't been consistent except for the last 5 weeks. But the last 5 weeks have been very consistent. And now the push-ups are getting to the double-digit mark. I just hit 20 on my wide wide grip push-ups, I guess, when your hands are really wide. So that was a big thing for me to hit 20 push-ups at once. So I'm literally getting a lot stronger, a lot faster. It all still hurts like fuck. And it's never easy, ever. There is nothing about it ever that gets easier. And it's not supposed to. But what I'm noticing is, though I'm keeping my calories at 1,600-1,700 a day, like yesterday, that's where I was. The weight is not, I think I'm gaining strength and muscle and losing the fat. So it's remarkable how it's, I think my, body fat percentage is dropping considerably. I know my belly doesn't look as, well, it still looks ridiculous, but not nearly as ridiculous as it was. So the fat's falling off, the muscle's going up, and the weight is staying about the same. Like last night, by the time I woke up this morning and weighed in, I was at 185.6, 185.8. And I need to be less than 185 by Monday. So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. I think this is going to be a slow, slow decrease. And ultimately, if I continue to drop the fat but gain the muscle, we're talking like I'm going to look like a brick shithouse, like Rebecca here. Because if EZ goes to 185 with body fat percentage at 24% to 30% and drops it down to 8%, get ready, man. I'm going to try out for the fucking Lions. Son of a bitch. Question comes in. Is the Queen of the Forest doing it with you? No. She is asking questions about it. And I'm very... I don't ever push. This has to be a thing you do on your own. Occasionally I'll throw a, you should join me. But she's been kind of burning it at both ends from a work standpoint. So unless she gets up early, I don't know the time that she's going to be able to get it in. But what she could do is I keep doing that diet. And she asked a question, what diet are you doing? What diet? I go, well, I'm just following the instruction manual on P90X, which is all like, it's quite simple to follow. I don't want to explain it here. It's boring to explain it. And she's like, okay. So it's not like she eats horribly at all. You know, she's a little bitty. She's 4'11". How much can she possibly eat? But I pack her lunch every day. Packed her the salad today. Donut dance is good for everyone on Fatathon. I stopped eating most breads and cut down on sugars. And I've lost 13 pounds since New Year's. Outstanding. Which, by the way, I saw a recipe yesterday that I'm going to try this weekend. Oh, my God. You put in the blender in a whole orange. You put some oil, like vegetable oil or whatever. You add flour, baking powder, sugar, salt. And I forget what else. And you turn it on. And then it's like a paste. But you can pour it out. It's like pudding almost. And you pour it into like a bread pan. And then you throw it in the oven for 40 minutes. And you've got this ridiculous orange bread. Oh, and I forgot, like a whole cup of sugar. You got to put a whole cup of sugar in there. So this is not diet food. But one day a week, I kind of like, you know, do what my gut tells me, and that is pig out. So that's going to be fun. I'm going to eat the whole fucking loaf. I've never made bread in my life, but I'm looking forward to this. Recipe looked good. I'll let you know how it goes, and I'll include it because you know I'll tell you a story about it of something ridiculous that happened along the way. I'm getting some folks that are reaching out to me and saying, hey, Eric, the indoor football team in Grand Rapids is back. There was an indoor football team years ago called the Grand Rapids Rampage at Van Andel Arena. And Dan DeVos, the owner of the team, along with the owner of the Griffins, I remember I saw him at one of the Christmas parties, and because he also owns a portion of the Chicago Cubs, and he owns the Orlando Magic, and he loves buying sports teams. And I was talking to him about it. I go, does this, I mean, what's that like on a dollars and cents thing? He goes, the worst thing I ever did in my life was buy and found the Grand Rapids Rampage. I go, oh, yeah, what's up? He says, well, because of this reason and that reason, I just lost a ton of money. It was horrible. So I was surprised to see that the Grand Rapids Rampage are coming back. I go, oh, wait a minute. But this has, I don't think this has anything to do with him. So I don't know. Whoever is behind this, and the article didn't say, they might have had to ask them, hey, can we use that logo and that name? Or maybe they bought it off him. I don't know. Or maybe it was free to be taken. You know, maybe there was no intellectual licensing that was affiliated with them, or they just didn't give a shit. So a news story goes out, Grand Rapids Rampage. Right away, I hear from people, are you doing this? Are you doing PA? I'm like, I don't know. This is indoor football or indoor arena football. I don't know if it's indoor. I know it's arena football, which is indoor. I don't know. The reason why I say that is because I reached out to the people I know. I go, hey, what's going on with this? We don't know. We think this teams in other areas where they play this, play it at a local high school. I'm like, uh-oh. Okay. Well, that right away, that just screams low rent to me. That just screams poverty, you know, which it can work. But I need more information. The article didn't say where they were playing, didn't say who the ownership group was, didn't say when or anything like that. It was just an announcement that they're going to be doing it. So who knows? Nick says moving the Grand Rapids Rampage to the winter from the summer killed it. I remember when on my old show, when we used to go to those games and we'd be at field level and the players would walk in and they used to get so pissed off because of the heckling that we would put on them. I don't know if they couldn't handle it or what, because we were so close, but they'd walk by and like one guy would pass me and I'd go overpaid. And then the next guy, I'd run slow. Next guy, old. Next guy, bankrupt. You know, just saying all these cut right to the bone insults. Gay. That was when you could say that and it was just a joke. You know, it wasn't a big deal. Wife beater, that's another good one. Tyler says, this sounds like hard living line football to me. Yeah, that's the way it was with the, what do you call it? The West Michigan Ironmen. We had a little, now not the Ironmen per se. They weren't hard living line. They were, it was a great organization. Still is. Great organization. They do it right there. But the teams that they would play, it just looked like a pile of shit. They come in and they're all fucking fat. They all got like different colored gear on, different colored helmets, can't play, suck. Awful. Hey, folks, if you're watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, I'm about to kick you out. Tyler says back then another insult was probably F rhymes with bag. Yes. So if you're watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, it's time to say goodbye. The rest of it is on Twitch. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and just search at Eric Zane Live, all one word, and you will be in business. If you want to send me an email, you can do it on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. And then, of course, Patreon tonight. I already talked about that. Chris says, holy shit, we used to heckle the other team too. No wonder they would get so pissed. Everyone was heckling them. Nick, who works at the arena where they would play, says setting up football was such a nightmare. There was third shifts. I didn't leave until 11 a.m. the next morning. My God. What a pain in the ass. All right. Yeah, so I don't think it's happening at Van Andel Arena. All right. I'm going to take a break. First of all, I'm kicking people out. There you go. Thank you. Taking a break. We've got more coming up. What? I'm not sure yet, but we'll get to it. I do have something. I'm too lazy to look. Okay. Stand by, and I will talk to you in just a bit. Okay, I got a sore throat alert. When I finished the podcast day yesterday, I could feel like this, whatever it was, this fatigue on my throat. And I'm always pretty protective of this. So I'm going to try to keep it as low key as possible in order to finish this up the way that it's appropriate. You know, I mean, I feel it hurts again, which is never good. And that's usually an indicator that I'm doing too much. So I'm hoping that if I, you know, kind of take it easy for the rest of this show, we'll be fine. Let's see. Man Bun Chris says, dang, how long have you worked at the arena, Nick? I think he's worked there for a couple of decades at least. So there's a guy in, I think, South Carolina. That's where Patrick is right now, who's going to be put to death. All right, so death penalty. I don't know if you're for it. I don't know if you're against it. This guy who's being put to death, let's see, what did he do? Let's just start from the beginning. He has volunteered to be shot firing squad style. 67-year-old Brad Sigman has opted not to die by electrocution or lethal injection. He's going to be executed tomorrow. The last firing squad execution was carried out in Utah in the year 2010. This is the guy right here. He's being put to death. Now, this might be a scenario where they had an overhaul of their death chamber. But these sharpshooters are practicing for what is poised to be the first firing squad execution in the state's history. Death by firing squad remains an extremely uncommon form of capital punishment in the U.S., with only three carried out since the death penalty was ruled constitutional in 1976. All three occurred in Utah. This guy opted for the firing squad over the state's primary method of electrocution, or the more widely used practice of lethal injection. He's made the best choice that he can, but the fact that he had to make it at all is horrifying, said Sigmund's lawyer, Gerald King. I don't know if it's horrifying. It might be horrifying to him. But I'm sure that there are people on the other side of this crime that think it's exceptional. I've long maintained that I think it would be cool if, let's say, you've got 10 guys that are going to fire on them. Every one of those should be a family member of the deceased, the one who was murdered. And I don't even have the exact case that this guy did yet of what he did, but it'll be here in a second. But I'll talk about it. But yeah, you want, yeah, Sigmund was convicted in 02 in the beating deaths of his ex-girlfriend's mother and father. So there you go. So everybody who is related to the deceased, if they want to, they should be able to fire a gun. Hell, I think that they should just give them all baseball bats and say, beat them to death. You know? I think if we're in the if we're in the spot where that we're in right now with Trump, you know, he's cutting out all the jobs and he's cutting out funding to cancer research. I think he could actually bank a ton of money for those with morbid curiosity who would want to watch the family kick his ass, to like beat him to death with their hands. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.